The Iraqi Prime Minister says that Israel is responsible for the recent attacks on a military base belonging to the Popular Mobilization Units. Adil Abdelmati says that this is the finding of their investigation into the attacks. The aerial bombings were carried out on the 22nd of September in the western Anbar province. They were the latest of the airstrikes on camps and weapons depots of the PMU since mid-July. The forces which helped the Iraqi army expel Daesh terrorists in 2017 say that Israel conducted the attacks with the help of the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also hinted at the regime's role in those attacks. Now from Richmond, Keith Preston, chief editor of the AttackTheSystem.com, is joining me now. Good to have you with us, Keith. This is interesting that Benjamin Netanyahu has also made a mention of that, has not denied that. And so let's see what the Israeli regime is seeking in its attack on the PMU units that were mostly responsible for the eradication of the Daesh terror group in Iraq.
Well, I think this is obviously part of the wider strategy that Israel has been pursuing in the region for quite some time, going back for a good number of years. And that is that the objective of Israel has been to disrupt stable regimes in the region, in order, particularly any regime that is any kind of geopolitical rivalry to Israel. Israel wants there to be internal instability and chaos in Iraq. They want their similar things to be going on in Syria or in Lebanon or in Libya or in Egypt or wherever else, because they want the region to essentially be chaos in a way that no other power is able to effectively challenge the goal of hegemony by Israel in the region. And this in turn is going to allow Israel to continue its own expansionist efforts. Israel was notorious for pitting different organizations, guerrillaist organizations, Takfiri organizations against each other. The particular targets for this aerial raid were in fact groups that had been engaged in direct combat with ISIS or the Daesh. However, Israel has sought to use the Daesh as a weapon against Syria for quite some time. That was a fundamental component of Israel's strategy when it came to the Syrian civil war. So it's clear that Israel is once again trying to attack forces that are actually a counter force to this kind of disruption. Both Israel and Saudi Arabia and their wider set of allies in the region, the Gulf states and as well as the United States, have as a comprehensive strategy the use of Daesh-like groups. There are many of them, but the use of groups like that as a means of disrupting stable regimes that are geopolitical rivals to either Israel or Saudi Arabia, or which oppose American foreign policy objectives in the region, and also attacking movements that are form any kind of resistance to this kind of attempt to exercise regional hegemony by the alliance between the U.S. and Israel and Saudi Arabia. Now, the forces that were attacked in Iraq are an example of that. Right? They were a force that is a counterpart to these Takfiri Sunni organizations that are backed by Saudi Arabia. So it's clear that what Israel's strategy was.